bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Malik. A Memphis police officer and teenager were killed in a shootout early Friday. Officers responded to the call about a strange vehicle at 2 a.m. When police arrived on the scene, those in the vehicle began shooting at the officers, in which gunfire was exchanged between the two groups. Two teenage suspects and three officers were hit by the barrage of bullets exchanged, leading to one suspect and one officer being killed as a result of the gunfire. Officer Joseph McKinney was identified as the officer who tragically lost his life. An 18-year-old unnamed suspect died due to the complication of his injuries, while the other suspect was caught and put into custody. Mayor Paul Young addressed the community about the violence that occurred.
We are heartbroken of the lives lost. Our fallen officer and this senseless act of violence. We know that we as a community have to do more to hold violent offenders accountable for their actions. Even our young people, we have to make sure that we are pressing for accountability.
Audio provided by CBS. The other two police officers are currently in stable condition and are expected to recover. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays announced that she will do everything in her power to combat the 1964 near-total abortion ban that the Supreme Court ruled can be enforced this week. This 1864 Arizona law outlawed abortion the moment of conception, with only one exception. As a result, this law made abortion a felony that can sentence anyone who performed or helped with an abortion 2 to 5 years in prison. The Supreme Court announced they will put the decision on hold for 14 days so they can consider other challenges. During this time, advocates can appeal the ruling during that two-week period. Mays further lays out her plan during this time.
We intend to keep the promise that I have made all along to not prosecute any doctor, any medical professional, any woman under this insane, egregious affront to freedom 1864 abortion ban.
Audio provided by MSNBC. Mays will work with Arizona doctors to get them licensed in California with full support of California Governor Gavin Newsom. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Malik.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.